economists through the ages, including Adam Smith, knew that we need a safety net. We need a basic safety net from the government. Anybody who says get rid of all government programs and cut it down to zero is crazy. They're not paying attention to what we need. It goes beyond, however, help for the vulnerable. I want to help the vulnerable too, but I don't want middle-class welfare. I don't want forced sharing. I think that morality comes when people voluntarily, above the level of basic poverty, when people help each other voluntarily. And voluntary charity doesn't happen when the government is redistributing too much income. We know that from the social democracies of Western Europe. We know that from the former Soviet states. The United States is the most charitable country on the face of the earth, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that we believe that individuals need to make these choices. So we have to get away from this dichotomy, this idea that if you believe in limited government, if you believe the moral thing is rewarding merit and rewarding entrepreneurship, that you think it's unfair for the state to force people to pay more than the state needs to function, which is the current case, that you somehow hate the poor. No, I want to help the poor with a minimum basic standard of living, and beyond that, I want to create an opportunity society where everybody can rise. And that's actually, of course, why your ancestors came here, for that, not for forced income redistribution.